the Observation Point.
My name is Richard Burden, and I helped set up Dilston in the 1970s and 80s. This is one of these poetry bits. An iron coast and angry waves, you seem to hear them rise and fall, and roaring rock thwarted in their bellowing caves beneath the windy wall. Above sea level, 149 feet! No metres in those days. Next door to it, we've got one of the Heritage Coast waymarkers. This viewpoint here just drops away beneath quite sharply. I hang on to my hat. We look over and there's a couple of metres of turf with a bit of tamarisk and lots of stinking iris. When you tear the leaf, it smells like roast beef, the roast beef plant. And it's all naturally wind-trimmed here. So we do actually have one of those situations where there isn't any human interference on this. The only bit is where you've got a cable going down to the cameras to take pictures of the birds, and where there's a drain pipe going over to throw the surface water into the sea. But otherwise, cliffs are remarkably free of human interference, and this bit in particular, because this is part of the no climbing area. The other side of the lighthouse there is the climbing area, but I'm not very good on birds. That looks like a kittiwake, that one. And they get the fulmar coming along as well, the tube nose, and it's great to see them.
Where there's kind of like a dry-esque stone wall, and it kind of just follows all the way around towards the lighthouse. My name's Sophie Fisher, and there's these kind of little indents. I think there's two or three of them, and on one of them you can just see the cliffs where the guillemots are in particular, and that's kind of my favourite place to go. A walk to the caves or to the globe at Dilston Head, and the enjoyment of the glorious view there obtained will give increased vigour, whether that be mental or bodily. The tint of the leaves adds much to the beauty of the summer and the autumn day. It is a very healing place. I find it quite relaxing coming up here and watching the birds. I've seen peregrines here. I went all the way to the Isles of Scilly to see puffins, not realising we had some just down the road here. It's just lovely and it's just so peaceful. And I think for me, where I'm always rushing around so much for work and quite long hours, when I come up here, I just feel like I can actually just stop and just be myself and have a bit of time out. And I think time in nature with good people as well is just so important. It's one of those places when you come here, you just go, oh, and it's just, yeah, it's a very healing place.